It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, March 16th, 2023. Well, in our marine weather forecast, we're looking at our winds shifting direction today. So they're going to shift from north to northeast today and then to the south later on. So we have a little bit of weather going on. It's a weak frontal system on the way for the weekend, so nothing too crazy in the forecast that I can see so far. Today's forecast, northeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 knots. That will cause wind waves from the northeast, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart. And then we have northwest swells, 5 feet at 10 seconds apart. Those are those swells that are caused by influences in the ocean like weather that could be happening hundreds or even thousands of miles away that travel all the way across the ocean here. So we always have those two basic influences happening here to our sea state offshore. And that is our local wind waves caused by our local winds and that swell that is ever present coming in from somewhere else. Today, it looks like we're going to have those northeast wind waves and northwest swells. So they're going to be coming at each other at 90 degree angles out there in the ocean. Just an interesting little point of physics out there. The weather is not too difficult, so it shouldn't be a big influence. But it is interesting just to see on different days, sometimes these forces are coming from the same direction, sometimes they're kind of a little bit off from one another, and sometimes they are directly opposite one another. And that can result in something called confused seas, which is a really interesting concept that you can kind of visualize how things might get out there if you had very big swells and strong wind waves from the opposite direction. And today we are going to talk about salmon fishing, commercial and recreational. The spring season that has just been, information has just been released about it from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. I'm going to share that with you in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. First inbound, the Maple Marina, arriving from Mexico, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's picking up wheat upriver. She probably came into the river around 2:30 a.m., probably arrived in Vancouver by about 8:30 this morning. The Pacific Spirit, arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Calama to bring in a cargo of steel. She probably passed Astoria inbound at 4 a.m. and could be in Calama by about 9 a.m. The CL Tomo is arriving from China, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. She's going to the Port of Portland eventually to pick up soda ash for export. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 8:30 p.m. We have the ATB, an articulated tug and barge rig. If you listened to the ship report earlier this week, you heard me talking specifically about those, answering a listener question about them. They look like ships, but they are actually a tug and a barge attached together. So she's arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland, delivering refined petroleum, passing Astoria around 6:30 p.m. She could be in Portland by 12:30 a.m. on Friday. The SM Shanghai is a container ship arriving from Seattle, headed for the Port of Portland. Passing Astoria around 6:30 p.m., she could be in Portland by 12:30 a.m. on Friday. The James Bay is arriving from Los Angeles. She is headed for Longview's anchorage. She is picking up petcoke eventually at the Port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria a bit after midnight and probably be in Longview by about 4 a.m. on Friday morning. And the Maria D is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed to Vancouver's anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver. She'll pass Astoria also a bit after midnight, so early tomorrow morning, and be in Vancouver by 6:30 a.m. on Friday. In our outbounders, we have the Glovis Sunlight leaving Portland. She came in to deliver Hyundais, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Belle Atlantic is leaving Portland with a load of soda ash on board, leaving around 8:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2:30 a.m. on Friday. And the Rising Sun will leave Calama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Friday. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net. You can also find a link to the ship schedule and podcasts of this program on my Ship Report Facebook page. Well, I want to share some fishing news today that just came out this week about spring salmon fishing in the ocean in certain parts of the Oregon coast. So specifically, there was a press release that came out from Oregon Fish and Wildlife, specifically relating to spring ocean fishing season from Cape Falcon south to the California border. So here are some details about restrictions that will be in place through May 15th. So this is just the spring season, They haven't decided the summer or fall seasons yet. So this is from ODFW, California Chinook salmon from the Sacramento and Klamath Rivers. Now, those are important spawning grounds, those two rivers, for salmon. So this is pretty important for the salmon stocks that end up in that part of the ocean. So they're predicted to be severely low this year from those two rivers. As a result, California and Oregon ocean Chinook, also called king salmon, commercial and recreational fisheries are affected by this. Now, officials are expecting a good run and fishing season for coho salmon, also called silver salmon, and that is what happened last year as well. So here's the it's kind of the heart of this from ODFW. Last week, the National Marine Fisheries Service canceled the spring 2023 commercial ocean troll salmon fishery from Cape Falcon to the California border, and the spring recreational ocean salmon fishery, that's until May 15th, from Cape Falcon to Humbug Mountain. Now, Humbug Mountain is south of Port Orford. Cape Falcon is between Arch Cape and Manzanita on the Oregon coast. So this decision was made with the Pacific Fishery Management Council, that's PFMC, and the states of Oregon and California. Here's a quote from ODFW's Ocean Salmon Project leader. His name is Eric Schindler. He said, California salmon forecasts are so low that impacts to critical Chinook stocks need to also be kept low. Here's a quote from him. Chinook headed for California are caught along with local Chinook and coho in Oregon's ocean fisheries south of Cape Falcon. So any fishery areas where these Chinook are likely to be caught must be restricted. That's why Oregon and California agreed to cancel all ocean salmon seasons south of Cape Falcon, at least through May 15th, close quote. Now, the PFMC currently is developing summer salmon seasons that will be decided in April. So the future of the summer fishing season and beyond is yet to be decided. PFMC is considering several alternatives for summer and fall salmon season. Generally, these would allow coho fishing from mid-June through September, but restrict Chinook fishing south of Cape Falcon until at least September 1st. By then, the majority of Chinook headed for California are no longer offshore of Oregon's coast. In September, there will still be potential to harvest Oregon Chinook salmon. So a different mix of salmon stocks are offshore north of Cape Falcon. That's kind of in the area of Astoria. So season issues are different. Options being considered would allow recreational Chinook and coho retention in the ocean beginning mid-June through September. So that's the latest from ODFW about ocean salmon fishing this spring. A pretty big deal for people wanting to commercially fish salmon in the ocean off the southern Oregon coast. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.